Hello, we're reading from Rabash articles, assorted notes, article number 933 concerning the Exodus from Egypt. The study material is on our website, Svivatova and Elvut. You can also ask questions live or through the websites.
Yes, Dodi, please, let's read.
Concerning the Exodus from Egypt, our sages said that the story of the Exodus from Egypt should be said in a manner of a question and answer. One who does not have anyone to ask him asks himself what has changed, etc. We should interpret this story comes from the words the heavens tell. The Exodus from Egypt means the liberation and redemption from the Klipot and the Sitra Acha, meaning to invoke the root of redemption and extend it. This matter is regarded as the heavens tell, meaning that when one removes oneself from any worldliness, he can tell the praise of the Creator. Yet, in order for one to rise to heaven, his work is in a manner of question and answer. This is the meaning of the sons asking, since banim, sons, means havana, understanding, and reason and intellect, and they ask him. One who has no sons, whose mind and reason have no questions because he is pure in his reasons and qualities, must evoke the questions by himself. As Baal HaSulam interpreted the words of our sages, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. What has changed this night compared to all other nights? Night means the body, which is regarded as deficiency and darkness. Day means the soul, which illuminates the body. At that time, he asks, how has his body changed from the rest of the bodies of the nations of the world? For on all other nights, the bodies eat what they want without any scrutinies. Rather, whatever their hearts desire, they say is in their favor. But this night, my body is limited in both thought and desire. The explanation is, we were slaves, and he delivered us. That is, specifically through these limitations, we will be able to emerge from exile, precisely by saying the changes and ascents and descents each time, by struggling, a place of prayer awakens. Then the words, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up, come true. If the exile is revealed in full, then begins the redemption. This shows us the order of exile and redemption that took place in Egypt at that time. And this is the order we must extend through the end of correction.
Okay, thank you, Dudi. I think we will hear it again. Okay?
Rabash article, assorted notes, article number 933, concerning the Exodus from Egypt. Our sages said that the story of the Exodus from Egypt should be said in a manner of question and answer. One who does not have anyone to ask him asks himself, what has changed, etc. We should interpret this. Story comes from the words the heavens tell. The Exodus from Egypt means the liberation and redemption from the klipot, shells, and the sitra acha, other side, meaning to invoke the root of redemption and extend it. This matter is regarded as the heavens tell, meaning that when one removes oneself from any worldliness, he can tell the praise of the Creator. Yet, in order for one to rise to heaven, his work is in a manner of question and answer. This is the meaning of the son's asking, since banim, sons, means havana, understanding, and reason and intellect, and they ask him. One who has no sons, whose mind and reason have no questions because he is pure in his reason and qualities, must evoke the questions by himself. As Baal HaSulam interpreted the words of our sages, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. What has changed this night compared to all other nights? Night means the body, which is regarded as deficiency and darkness. Day means the soul which illuminates the body. At that time he asks, how has his body changed from the rest of the bodies of the nations of the world? For on all other nights, the bodies eat what they want without any scrutinies. Rather, whatever their hearts desire, they say in their favor. Sorry, they say is in their favor. But this night, my body is limited in both thought and desire. The explanation is, we were slaves and he delivered us. That is, specifically through these limitations, we will be able to emerge from exile, precisely by seeing the changes and ascents and descents each time, by struggling, a place of prayer awakens. And the words, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up, come true. If the exile is revealed in full, then begins the redemption. This shows us the order of exile and redemption that took place in Egypt at that time. And this is the order we must extend through the end of correction.
Tov. Okay.
Nu nishma.
Well, let's hear the questions, the friends' questions.
Добрый день, дорогой любимый Рав, мировой Кли.
Good day, beloved Rav and world Кли.
За все, потому что он добрый, дающий добро. Вопрос такой.
Because the Creator is good and does good, the question is, before each action and each thought, I depict to myself the greatness of the Creator and the greatness of the friends. Does that mean that I'm in bestowal, that I'm doing intention in order to bestow?
Yes, that's correct. This way you will progress ahead.
Thank you, Rav. In the second excerpt, in the second paragraph, he says that we can awaken the root of the redemption and extend it. How can we do it? How can we truly awaken the root of the redemption and extend it further? Sorry.
By that we are repeating the story of the exile from Egypt, and we are awakening our desire to exit our ego, and this way we come closer to redemption.
Can I ask something else about this, Rav?
Yes.
I understand your answer, but how does it truly happen in the 10? We're making such great efforts to awaken this desire to come out of the redemption. By what that we do between us daily, can we invoke this desire that will draw us further up? We try all sorts of tricks, but what is your advice?
Just speak between you. Each and everyone helped his friend. Just continue. Woman Mark 98.
The
question is, night is body of deficiency. The Creator will help at night. My body is limited by thought and mind. What is that state?
This is the state of exile from redemption from Egypt.
By asking all these questions, do we elevate ourselves towards redemption?
Yes.
Yes. Hello, World Kli. Hello, dear Rav. In continuation to the question, so each night we eat whatever we want without any scrutinies. That means if we would not scrutinize, that means internally criticize, and to discern where are we, what are we, and why are we, then we won't feel the exile.
Every night the intention will be to say that there is a meal. Usually people have dinner at home in the evening. So every night, it doesn't matter what we eat, how we eat, it's a normal meal. And in Passover, we organize a very special meal with all the family. And we also invite guests. And together we prepare it, and together we eat. This is what's so unique about Passover.
Here it says that the body is limited by thought and desire, meaning if we will not give air to these questions and they won't come on its own, then it's not good for the progress.
Correct. Which means that we don't have any question about who we are, what are we, that we are in exile with our ego and so on.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
What is deficiency, a true deficiency that is born within this struggle that comes from the exile that brings us to a prayer?
A true deficiency, a true desire that awakens in a person is when he study what is exile and why we fell into it and how to get out of it. This is the whole topic of Pesach. Pesach is from the word Pasach, went through. We move from one state to another. From a state of exile to a state of redemption from the ego. then the feeling of the exile in the ego symbolized to us the night of the Pesach, and in general in hundreds of years until our redemption, until final correction, and the exit from our ego. That is the last night of Passover, that we are exit our ego and we become free people. Okay, Asima?
Kiev 1.
Kiev. Да, дорогой Раф, скажите, вот тут написано,
yes, что вот этот порядок, it's written in the article, его нужно that this order of exile and freedom, we need to keep that order. What does it mean that we need to keep this order?
Поднимать наш эгоизм.
In moderation, action after action, to raise our ego and to scrutinize it, to check it and to correct it.
How do we scrutinize the ego and raise it?
This is our work.
Selam sevgili, selam sevgili dostlar.
Selam.
Düşüşteyken onun da benimle düşüşteymiş gibi hissediyorum. Sizi duymuyorum. Bir umut çalıştaylardan.
When I feel a descent and I feel that my ten is also in a descent with me, I can't hear you. I hope to hear something from the workshop, but even there I do not hear anything. I try to associate everything to the Creator, but I cannot make room for Him. My question is, how can I make room for the Creator?
תחשבי בתוך הלב.
Think inside your heart. Think inside your heart that you need to prepare in your heart a room, a place to the Creator.
Woman Turkey 8.
Sevgili Rav. Şafağı uyandırmak ne demektir? Kişi şafağı nasıl uyandırır?
Dear Rav, what does it mean to awaken the dawn? How does one awaken the dawn?
To awaken the dawn, it means that when I yearn for the day, that the light is already shine on me, and I want to be in the daylight. Which means that everything is revealed. My ego, also the good things, and what to do with them. And if the Creator shines upon us, that called at the day. And if it does not shine, it means it's called night.
Woman Mark 25.
Woman Mark 25.
Thank you very much, dear Rav. Tell us, please, what do we do during the night? How do we find the true deficiency together?
At night we cannot find anything. There is no light.
Ночью человек находится под влиянием эгоизма.
So at night, a person is under the control of his ego, the governance of the ego, under the not corrected forces, the bad forces, and therefore we do not do anything at night. Only when the dawn is arriving, the day, and the day starts at midnight. This is an example we take from King David, that he used to wake up at midnight and starts to study, to write. And this way, we're walking in his footsteps.
Mark 113. Woman Mag 113.
Всем здравствуйте.
Woman Mag 113.
Hello everyone. Dear teacher, tell us please. Without the limitations of the body, we cannot come out of Egypt. These limitations, we remove them when we know how to use them.
Снимается, когда Творец светит своим светом.
When the limitations are removed, when Creator is coming with His light, all the limitations are going away, disappear.
And then the Creator is revealed to us. Thank you.
Shalom Rav. Rav, as we know from the Torah, from the Parashat, it is written that they couldn't, Israel, nation of Israel, couldn't leave Egypt before they took coffin, that of the Yosef. And as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to Serach, daughter of Asher, to ask, where is the coffin of the Yosef that I will find and we will take him to the Holy Land? Why this was important? What does it mean was in the inner work? Why the Egyptians wanted that Yosef will be buried in the Nile? And why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take him from the Nile and bring him to the Holy Land? What is the importance of this?
First of all, Moshe himself came out of the Nilus. And we don't know. We don't know what is going on there, on one hand. On the other hand, when time is come, has come, everyone saw that Moshe was the small Moshe. After his birth, he's been put into the Nilus. In a little basket. A small basket. And then Pharaoh's daughter saw him, and she pulled him out of the Nile and took him with her to her home and disciplined him and fed him, and he grew up with her in her place. And that's it. This is how we read this story.
Now I feel that you just feel and know more, but you just do not want to open the secrets.
That's it.
No, I can't tell the secrets, obviously, because it can harm. But at some point where I can reveal something, I will every day give some. And this is for your own benefit. But if I need to reveal more than that, it won't be for your benefit. And therefore, I keep it silent.
Rav,
we have a special convention in Italy for new students. We see Giuseppe and...
I can see Giuseppe sits in the front. Please sit there. We can't see you otherwise.
We want to ask, please, the Giuseppe.
Che ci ha visti prima a Roma. Poi a Reggio Emilia.
Hello Rav, we're in south of Italy. We've done a convention here. We went through a tour all around Italy. We did webinars, and we're in two intensive days of studying. We've got students who are finishing the course. our course, and we're really happy to be with you in the lesson. And now, if we can, we have the student who organized this convention, and she wants to ask a question.
Please, go ahead.
Buongiorno e grazie di questa possibilità. Io volevo fare questa domanda.
Good day and thank you for the opportunity.
A 13 anni avevo desideri spirituali ed ora che ne ho 42 desidero la maternità.
When I had desires for spirituality and now I'm 42, I only want to be a mother. And I feel like I'm being forced to have corporeal desires for home and so forth.
So what is the question?
I have the feeling that I have gone throughout my life against the rule of spiritual development. That's why I feel confused. I don't know which side to take.
First of all, a person must have a family. You need to get married to have children, and that everything will be organized. And with that, afterwards, we will make sure that you will receive everything you need in for your internal development, and I'm pretty sure that this is what's going to happen. Okay? Yes, Dudi.
Rav, we're talking about new students, so I would like to expand this question. Why is the organization of our corporeal and all of our matters around spirituality for spirituality? Why do I have to change things if I want to reach spirituality?
That's how it used to be with Rabash, and I never understand that. A person, 30 years old, comes and he wants to study morning and night and is burning. And Rabash told him, go get married, have a family, and at least one kid, and then come and study. And this way, I saw it many times. And now we not insist on that, but to get married, yes. This is for men, and even more so for women.
More so what?
It's a bit weird that a woman is not married. And therefore, we make sure that they will get married.
No,
okay.
Ita.
Where is Ita?
If they've finished for the moment, they might ask again, but we can move on to the other groups.
Okay. Woman Mark
93.
Good day, dear Rav. Good day, World Kli. A question from the 10. The fact that we get up for morning lesson, does that help us awaken the dawn? If so, how can we resist the darkness from our body who resists every morning lesson?
Try to go to sleep 1 hour earlier. That's all I can say. 1 hour, 2 hours before. It depends what time you go to sleep. But this is important.
And
then it will be a little bit easier to get up in the morning to study.
Woman Mark 26.
Woman Mark 26.
Дорогой Раф, в статье говорится, что тела ночью едят.
Dear Rav, in the article it's been said that the body eats at night.
Что ужин?
What does it mean
она уже она проводится вечером
после захода солнца. The dinner is at night after the sunset.
Это желание, да. И вот что имеется в виду, что каждую ночь это желание.
The body is a desire, yes. And what does it mean that every night it's a different night without any scrutinies?
At night we cannot discern anything. Night is when there is no light. Meaning that we cannot discern anything.
But we can eat.
Of course, we have a meal. And we go to bed.
Вот скажите тогда, вот нужно пробуждать в себе вопросы сыновья, да?
Do we need to awaken the question inside of me?
Yes.
I mean, the boys?
Yes.
What type of question? What do I need to awaken within us? What type of real desire?
No, it's a special questions. Do we have the four questions and four answers? And where are they? Do we have them in all languages?
Yes. Do you mean the four boys,
yes.
The four sons?
Yes, yes, the four boys.
We have this article. We will bring it tomorrow. In Russian.
Oh.
Yes, we have it translated in all the languages.
Okay, then we'll learn it. We'll study it tomorrow. Tomorrow we will study it.
Woman German.
Guten Tag, lieber Rav. Guten Tag, Weltkli. Was befähigt uns? Was macht aus uns ein Erzähler des Lobs des Schöpfers?
What gives us the ability, what turns us to become the storytellers of
the greatness of the Creator? Rav, the fact that we're doing now a meal for the exodus from Egypt, or that in the future we will come out of our ego or from Egypt, and therefore we are now sitting and we sit and eat and sing.
Okay.
Woman Spain.
Buenos días, maestro. Buenos días, amigos. Maestro, usted dice que no se puede hacer nada de noche, pero
you say that we cannot do anything at night. So also the prayer we can't do at night?
You could do a prayer. You could do a prayer.
Mark 39.
Mark 39.
Здравствуйте, учитель. Здравствуйте, товарищи. Рав, скажите, имеет ли право ученик или группа после серии подъемов и падений?
Does a group or a student
has
a serie, has the privilege
наслаждения и продолжать работу дальше?
Do they have a stop in receiving the lights, or we need to increase?
You need to continue and work. You need to continue and work.
Toda Raviyakar, Raviyakar, ben dostlar olan yemeği nasıl kutsayabilirim? Yani temel eksikliğimiz nedir?
How can I celebrate the meal with friends? What is our main deficiency in the meal?
The main deficiency during the meal is that I bless the Creator for taking us out of our ego, out of our Egypt, and that He advances us towards Him being revealed to us. The place where the Creator will be revealed is called the Land of Israel. And that's what we need to awaken in the meal and in our attitude.
Rav Yakar.
Yes.
Yemeği, bu Pesach yemeğini özel kılan şey nedir annem sana? Özü ne?
Havzullah Shoel.
Chazra is asking, what is so special in Passover meal?
Be'seudata Pesach.
Be'seudata Pesach.
What's so special in the Passover meal?
In the Passover meal, it's what's special is that we discern all the things. What is chametz, leavened bread? Sorry, what is bread, chametz? What is leavened bread, matzah, and all the wine that we drink, and all these things. That's it. We will study it. He will know it about it for sure. And even tonight we have a meal, yes? Then I will speak about it and you would be able to ask.
H. Esser.
Thank you, great Rav. Teacher, my question is, now we've heard that we need to get married. I was married, I have kids, and they are old enough, they left home. Do I still need to get married again?
Do you need to get married again?
Yes.
Are you divorced?
Yes.
No.
Well, in essence, you are not obligated the second time. But nevertheless, it's desirable.
Okay, so I need to look at normal people in this world or only Bnei Baruch?
What do you want to have?
What do you want to have?
I want to have a wife that will push me towards spirituality.
Then look for one like that.
I was looking, and it didn't quite work, but what do I do? Still looking? Or give all the exertion to the friends.
Nevertheless, keep on looking. The friends can know about your state, but they can help you. Whatever suits
you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Woman Makhtari.
Hello, Dirav. In the article, it is written that we are in Egypt, it shows us the way to redemption. It's also written that I awaken the dawn and not the dawn awakens me. So when should we know that when is the Creator leading us or when we awaken it?
This is a problem if you cannot feel it. It means that you need to invest more efforts in feeling the Creator. A woman, Turkey 10.
Is it good condition for the person to have many questions during the lesson and ask them to his Rav, or should the person rather ask these questions along with oneself?
Oh, it's good that he asks. It's good that a person asks.
Добрый день, уважаемый учитель. С утреннего урока идет очень непростое состояние.
In the morning lesson, there is not a simple state. You said those words about the Israeli nation, and I'm thinking about all the friends that was in the morning lesson. And I can see the friends that felt that pain in his heart, and it was very sad and painful. And then you scared us with your words, and you said that we feel...
Скажите, уважаемый учитель, что мы еще можем сделать?
That we feel something very spiritual, very big, that develops in us. What can we do as a world kli?
Такое состояние приближает нас к этой боли.
That the spiritual prosperity will be our shield, and then we will shout, scream to the Creator, let us out.
Вот чего нам не хватает.
To connect all in one heart. That's what we are missing.
Это же кричим, если вот сегодня больно.
And we will exit the pain. We are yearning, we are yelling that it's very painful, and then the yearn will come out. Should each and every one will feel this internal pain?
Yes.
The new students from ITA wants to ask again.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Yes, please, Italy.
Vi passo Patrizia.
We have a few questions.
Io sono qui al corso base. La mia domanda a dicembre.
Hello and thank you, everyone. I'm here in this course. And my question and what leads me to come here, why my feeling is departed difference from the reality. Why do I have this feeling?
This is from when? From when do you feel it like that?
Dall'adolescenza, da quanto ho cominciato, anzi dall'infanzia.
Since I was a teenager, even from childhood.
Very nice. Very nice. That means you have something in your soul that it yearns to ascend. Nice.
Woman eater.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Morning.
We are receiving a great importance and strengthening in Italy through the connection and events we are having in 10 days and still going on. How to strengthen this new state we reached in order to reach a point that would help and give strength to the old worldly?
Simply to embrace, to connect more and more and more. To feel to what extent each one depends on the others. And out of that, do not separate. And then you will soon see how much this state is what brings you to the revelation of the Creator.
Grazie.
Okay.
Lola, Holland.
Good morning, dear Raf.
Morning.
It says here in the article, if the exile is revealed in full, then begins the redemption. So what does it mean that it needs to be revealed in full before we the beginning of the redemption starts?
That we will see to what extent we are immersed in our egoistic desires and that we cannot come out of it only with the help of the Creator. That if the Creator is taking us out of the exile, then we exit it. Otherwise, if he does not take us out of the exile, we are unable to come out of it.
What are the That's signs, it. Let's say, that it's revealed in full?
The sign is that I cannot stay any longer in my ego. I am willing to come out of it. Like tearing my skin off and coming out of it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Raf.
Woman French.
Добрый день, Рав, дорогая группа. Сегодня вот на утреннем уроке Авио говорил то, что.
Today in morning lesson, Avio said that.
Основная сила, да, которая может действовать. Я просто хотела сказать.
That the group is the main force that can act. And I wanted to ask.
Не в десятке, а в целом в группе.
In regards to what is happening in Israel, in our group, in the general group, the Creator is giving all kind of states of rejection and hate. And we know that we need to work with that, but it's not always like that. Maybe we can say there is one mother, I will do everything I can in my capability, and I still rise above. And to...
Correct. Declare this month as of today as the month of friends, unity and connection. This is quite miraculously be adapted with the Passover and corrected with what we are doing.
Will it help to avoid all kinds of trouble, problems?
Yes, and necessarily. Woman Mark
61.
About the fourth verse. One who has no sons who mind and reason have no questions because he is pure in his reason and qualities.
Только на этом, на объединении.
We need to build our questions only on the basis of connection, only on the connection.
Да.
So when we connect, all our exertion to connect, this is are the questions?
Yes, Ita too.
Stefano. Sì, sì, buongiorno. Io sono Stefano, sono qui al corso base a Lecce.
Hello, I'm Stefano from the course in South Italy, and my question is,
grazie.
How does the Creator help us in the connection in here in the circle of the tent?
He does it. You can only ask to desire, but cannot actually perform the actions. The performing of the actions is done by the Creator. So I wish you good luck convincing the Creator to help you.
They have more questions, Rav.
Please.
Mariangela.
Salve, grazie. Volevo chiedere, ho scoperto.
Hello, Rav, thank you.
Tutte le cose che accadono.
I'd like to ask. Today I realize and reveal all the things that happened to me. And it's like a dialogue between me and the Creator. But until now I was like deaf. And I couldn't hear that the Creator is calling me. Does that what made all my sorrow and pain in my life?
Yes, we will have to discover to what extent the Creator is helping us and constantly is concerned about bringing us closer and connect us. Yes.
Woman Mark 70.
Woman Mark 70.
Dear friend's question, tell us please, what does it mean, the Passover? Why do we need to do it in such...
Specifically on that, we will talk in these lessons. Woman Mark 8.
Пробуждение рассвета и исцеление сердца происходит посредством впитывания
хисарон. To awaken in the dawn and to heal the heart is happening when we draw the friend's deficiency towards us.
Everything happens in our common desire in our groups, and to the extent that we want to come out of the egoistic common desire, it depends on the bestowal of the Creator.
No.
Rav, does redemption start when we understand that we bravely have to stand up to do something for somebody else, but not for ourselves?
No, Tergum.
Can you repeat, please? It's very hard to hear you.
Does redemption start when we understand that we have to bravely stand up to do something for somebody else, but not for ourselves? Is that the redemption?
Ken. Ken.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Rav.
Woman help too.
Hello, Rav. Friend's question. In the second verse, it is written that a person when removes oneself from any wilderness, what is the suggestion here? Why, when a person gets himself out of the corporeal reality,
he becomes closer. He becomes closer to the Creator, and then he receives an additional desire to receive, and then he elevates himself, and then another addition of the will to receive, and another overcoming, until the person can be with the Creator in how to say?
Kesher.
Yes, connection, let's say.
No, okay, yes,
can I also ask?
No, I've got here Mach 25.
Здравствуйте, дорогой учитель, мировая десятка. Скажите, пожалуйста, если, не дай Бог, мы не приходим на утренний урок, мы этим не пробуждаем.
If God forbid, we don't come to morning lesson and we don't awaken the dawn, and by that we influence the whole, the rest of the world?
Of course you influence. Each person influences. Not only a group. A group that is not responding to an opportunity it was given to connect and to bestow to the Creator. Woman Turkey 5.
Musa'yı bulan ve ona bakan bu Firavun'un kız kardeşinin maneviyattaki...
Tenth question. What is the spiritual equivalent of this Pharaoh's sister who found Moses and looked after him? Is this a condition in our study?
Karula Batya.
Yes, her name was Batya. The daughter of Pharaoh was called Batya, which interprets in Hebrew to Bat, daughter, Yud K, which is the name of the Creator. And she is called the daughter of Pharaoh. But Batya means daughter of Yud K. Spain.
Muchas gracias, maestro. La pregunta es si el pan no leudado representa a nuestro ego. ¿Y qué importancia tiene en la noche?
What is the importance of the darkness?
That means no light. The person cannot work. He cannot discern between good and evil. Good and bad. Therefore, darkness is only for a person to come home, wash himself, eat his dinner, and will go to sleep. He can study a little bit, but these are not, it's not time for studying. That's it.
I want to ask another question.
Well,
Sentir los estados de oscuridad cada vez más fuerte nos anuncia que estamos saliendo de Egipto.
To feel the state of darkness stronger and stronger, does it mean that we are getting out of Egypt?
¿Quién?
Yes.
Somos yes. Más conscientes.
¿Quién?
So we feel it in our, with more conscience.
Yes.
Woman Kavkaz.
Добрый день, Раф. Выйти из эгоизма и из Египта — это звучит, как будто выйти из себя надо.
To exit the ego in Egypt, it sounds like to exit myself.
Внутрь себя. Так выходит, что
but we are walking in blindness within ourselves, and to go to Pharaoh, it's to go into myself.
You could say it like that. What's the difference?
The difference is that it's changing. Let's say if we think how to turn to Israeli people and so on. So if I want to say something, I need to make this connection within myself.
PT6.
Yes.
Rav, when the upper force comes like a tornado, like an earthquake, it comes on everyone. So what is the excuse of Pesach?
Pesach means to skip, that he skipped all the egoistical things and it is taking us out of these things and taking us into the force of altruism, the force of love and bestow.
But how can it be that he chooses that he is skipping and he don't skip this?
Okay, I'm not talking to you, and I've got other friends. It's enough. Your ego is big and known to everybody. Itatu.
Beseder. Mark 33.
Mark 33.
Здравствуй, Раф. Мировые клей. Вопрос. Как разбудить товарищей из десятки, чтобы они приходили на урок?
How to awaken the friends in the tent to come to the lesson?
Ну, пробуй.
Awaken him. Call him.
Хорошо, будем. Спасибо.
Students, we tried. Rav says, continue more and more and more.
Новосибирск.
Да, можно вот уточнить? Вы говорили о важности вопросов. Вот как работать над вопросами по статьям между...
You spoke about the importance of the questions, how to work on the questions in the articles when we meet. Everyone has decided to come to a mutual question.
Это сложный вопрос, который надо разбирать.
You will descend this in your own time and not on my time. It's a complicated question that you need to work on. Woman Kiev 7.
Thank you. The nations of the world.
Нет.
They don't receive lights if we don't ask for it.
Nope. Woman Turkey 7.
I heard that if there is fear, a person researches what else needs to happen before we come to the fear that we will not succeed if we do not return to the Creator for the redemption of the Israeli Kli and the entire world Kli.
Firstly, connect between you and then jump on whoever is closing the door for spirituality for you.
Itatu wants to ask again from the Congress, the new students.
Allora, la malattia fa faticare molto
ad avvicinarmi al Creatore.
Hello.
Anche se con intenzione e desiderio.
The disease I suffer is making me very distant from the Creator. It makes it very hard. Is there any way that someone can support me in coming near, closer to the Creator?
Only together with the friends, to participate in lessons, in workshops, in whatever you can. That's it. I apologize. Yes, Dudi.
Last question. Tonight, the whole world is going to meet for a virtual meal, a meal for a gratitude for all the pressure that Creator has given us towards the exit from Egypt. What is the most important intention?
We should be thankful for the Creator for bringing us closer, that we want to reveal the connection between us, and that by it we will be awarded with coming out of slavery to freedom. So all the best to all of you. Thank you very much and goodbye till tomorrow.
And let's thank our Rav, all the friends, and the rest of the broadcast. 5:30, we read the study of the 10 Sfirot. 6:30, building a spiritual society. Tens that would like to come to the building, the men in the study hall, people can come in from 18 years old and up, and we read the Zohar at 7:30, and let's finish with a song.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union.